Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that is not afraid to get its hands dirty when dealing with your problems.
I made a wish and put it in the sea, and that wish was that you'd listen to me and Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That's right, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, brother of Indiana Jones. He entered the Temple of Doom, I enter the Temple of your asshole.
I'm Claire Cares and I'm being crystals clear with you, but my name's not crystals, my name's Claire Cares, like I just said. We were given twice as many ears as nose, so we can listen more than we can smell. But guess what? We can do both.
So what is your problem? We use our nose to let you nose.
So tune in, relax, pop your foot up and enjoy the podcast.
It's a podcast. No, thank you. I won't be touching that. I won't be touching that.
Could you crouch down like a rabbit, just so we can see?
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and your doctor not doing very much. Doolittle. Meant to say Doolittle.
Too much fizzy pop is bad for you, and we'll be back with other tips along the way.
I'm sorry, did you just say you're Winston Churchill?
You'll address him as the doctor, or you won't address him at all.
Get out of my surgery and take your tone with you.
You don't need a certificate to heal the nation, but I've got one anyway. Well, welcome to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
It's another shining day.
Well, Dr. Benjamin Jones, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, thank you, Claire Cares. I'm feeling positive.
This is unusual. Careful not to come out of your character too much, okay? Because I'm the positive
one.
No,
I'm very happy to be around you, Claire. But enough about us. Mm. We have got a smelly bottom.
Yes, we've got someone on the line about time.
We've got a smelly bottom in the room. If the room is Zoom.
Very nice, but Dr. BJ.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What name do you go by?
Lovely. Hello, I'm Timothy. Mm-hmm. Timothy Russell Myers.
Mm-hmm. Timothy Russell Myers.
I am headmaster of St. Margaret's School for Boys.
Ooh.
Have been for 30 years, mm-hmm. and I'm currently being investigated, which is why I am calling in to you. Nothing with the boys.
Okay.
Nothing at the school. But yeah. Apparently my reputation is being questioned as a leader of boys.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No, Timothy. You've been investigated before, haven't you, Dr. BJ?
I have been investigated before,
and
yes.
It didn't end well for him, but that's not to say that you couldn't be on a different path.
Now, what are you being investigated for exactly, Timothy?
I don't know the legal ins and outs, and I've been very much advised by my legal team not mm-hmm. to be calling into a call-in show. Nonetheless,
Nonetheless.
It's nice mm-hmm. to have company, as
yes.
I currently feel very, very shunned by
yes.
all members of the community. And I yeah. know Claire cares, and the other one also listens.
You know, those lawyers are not going to sort out your stinky bottom.
No, don't.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of this is just ego when the whole community turns against you. A lot of that's just ego. Now, what is it that you've done?
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Just clarifying that there.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, I say it
yes,
to you.
Yes, I apologise, Mr. Benjamin. I
Dr.
didn't
Benjamin.
Remember your full name.
Dr. Benjamin Timothy.
No, I apologise, Mr. Benjamin. I obviously, Claire Cares has the catchier name, and therefore mm-hmm. hers was the name I remembered, but honestly, I've listened to a number of episodes of your show, and I know that you're a caring man and a mm-hmm. decent member of the community yourself, someone who possibly could relate to my...
Perhaps if you called yourself Dr. Penguin.
Yes.
Someone would
Is that
remember
easier if I call myself Dr. Penguin?
That would help. Thank you, Dr. Penguin.
No problem, Tomothy.
Yes, not to laugh.
Relationships.
My, well...
Spit it out, Tomothy.
My wife, she has taken umbrage with her numerical ranking amongst my wives.
Numerical?
She did not know
right.
that she was not number one. Mm-hmm. She has found out that she is number three.
Mm-hmm.
And is... she's taken it to the community as if I've killed people.
Mm.
And yet all I've done is married people, which in the eyes of the Lord is increasing love.
Yes, and already my mind's racing. I'm thinking, how can we get her up to the number one top spot?
Yes, that's maybe what we need here.
Yes, because why has she slipped down? What's she doing that's, you know, what's her cooking like, etc.?
Thank you so much. Well, look, wife number one is, as far as I'm concerned, the person I go to for cooking, for lovemaking, for comfort, and for toast.
Mm-hmm.
The
big four.
Wife number two, sense of humour.
Oh, yes, she's very jolly.
Occasionally things get a bit serious.
Yes.
To wife number two.
Yes.
Cheer me up.
It's so important in this day and age to chuckle.
Yeah.
I said that. We could all have a quick chuckle now if you want.
Yes. Would you like to have a quick chuckle now, Tomothy?
I said that the other day to the girls. I said we must.
Thank you, Tomothy. Thank you, Tomothy.
Just chuckle a bit.
Sorry, Dr. Penguin.
Okay, so she's Mrs. Chuckle. She's Mrs. Chuckle Vision. And number three that we've got the issue with.
Now, who is this mysterious third lady?
I'm
the troublemaker.
I think, just between you and me, she maybe has put a bit of weight on the thighs or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sort of...
Well, because of number one's cooking, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dr. Claire Cares, one of the reasons that you're so intuitive.
Mm.
What wife number three is the childbearer. And as successful
She's
as she has been at bearing the children, the change in her physique is quite something. And I've never complained. I do not. I would never point it out. I would never focus on it. But there she remains in the third position for anyone to see.
It's funny because often in life we don't take responsibility for where we are.
Right.
Okay. So if I'm looking down at my thighs and thinking, can I ask her, is she going through the menopause?
I've not asked.
No.
You
stay out of that sort of business, yeah?
It's very possible. She's very, very moody and often crying.
Okay.
Yes.
What I've noticed, Tomothy's not in the room with us today, so I can't smell his bottom.
No.
But as you were speaking just then, and you were sort of in a line with Tomothy.
Yes.
I did get a whiff of something.
Did you now?
Yes. Because what you was doing, Claire, I don't know if you noticed it was quite subtle, but you were being a sexist pig. And I think that's what Tomothy is maybe guilty of a little bit here.
Yes, I think I'm transferring. Mm. I think his sexist big vibes.
It's not you that's saying it. Tomothy's...
No, because this isn't very me.
He's very powerful.
Claire Cares, still here, broadcasting for you.
Well, I was just saying we have to take responsibility for our own actions. And I was then going to say...
Yes.
So, Tomothy... What's your part in this? Big question.
Well, my active involvement has been in the lovemaking, the eating of the food that is cooked, the marrying, and the inseminations. So...
Yes. Yes.
So I don't... no one can call me... can accuse me of not putting in my own efforts within the marriages. And I ask for very little in return. It's a partnership. It's a partnership of four people.
Mm. So there's only three wives.
Now, I'd love to know about wife number... you're the fourth.
There was a fourth, but sadly she passed.
Ah. And can we ask how?
Mm.
How she passed?
Yes. Side foot?
Sorry?
Side foot?
Was it side foot?
Side foot?
Was it side foot?
That's the correct way of passing.
What do you mean?
Oh, side foot.
That's a football reference. That's Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Dr.
Benjamin Jones.
Did she use her side foot, Tomothy?
Was she a football fan?
She did use her side foot, and it became infected and gangrenous, and because she, because of her beliefs, did not believe in medicine or amputation.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And so I had to watch as her leg ate the rest of her body.
Oh,
God, that's I've never heard that one before.
That will affect you.
That's got to be... She's got to slip down to fourth place with all that going on.
Exactly. She was number two because she had a wonderful sense of humour, but not when it came to injury.
Mm.
And do you remember her name?
Sarah.
Three A's?
Triple A.
Two A's and then one at the end.
Yeah, three A's, like I said.
And when Sarah passed, how long was you mourning for?
Well, they call it mourning for a reason. Mm-hmm. I'd say by the afternoon I was feeling a bit chipper.
Yes. I suppose the other three wives.
Rallied round.
You're not running out of wives at that point, are you, I suppose?
No, I mean.
I'm now this is sort of settling into my body.
Yes.
As a woman.
Yes.
I feel slightly competitive.
Oh, so maybe you're getting a sense of what
she's feeling.
And far be it for me to put things in your head, but let's just say there is a current vacancy at number four.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I'm rolling up my pantaloons as we speak.
Yes, Claire's just stroking her leg in anticipation.
I'm patting my knee as a bit of a come on. I don't know if you've...
There's a lovely scrape on that knee, isn't there? What's that from?
I fell off my bicycle.
Claire, I've got
a little electric bicycle and it looks absolutely ridiculous from the side.
Claire, I've got to say, I'm getting a real whiff again.
From me?
Yes, because you are making yourself available to a man that is married thrice.
Yes.
You are part of the problem, and that's why I'm getting a stink from you again.
Do you know what? I'm just going to excuse myself and have my droplets, my honesty droplets. Do you mind?
Okay, yes.
Because you keep the fault going.
Now, this is interesting. Claire doesn't often get her honesty droplets out. I think, Tomothy, that you might have quite a lot of power.
Mm.
And with great power comes great responsibility. You're obviously a fantastic teacher.
Thank you.
You've been at the same school for 30 years. But I don't think you've got a great grasp of the power that you hold on people.
Who's this cunt?
Oh. Ah, yeah, that's the honesty tablets kicking in. Now, what Claire honestly thinks of you is that you might be a cunt.
Oh, my goodness me. I was trying to be polite before, but...
I was just explaining.
You know, I'd love the contact number for these wives to tell them to go and live their lives. Why haven't they got three men a penny?
Yes. I was just explaining that he's very powerful, Tomothy, and it's got into your head.
Well, you know who are powerful? Psychopaths.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What just wrecked the psychology.
Now I would like to do a bit of a psychology test with you, Tomothy, if that's okay.
Of course, Dr. Penguin, I'm in your hands.
Okay, perfect. What I would like you to do is think of a famous person. Okay, so think of a famous
person. Don't pick me.
Oh, yeah, Claire cares.
I was in on page 3 of, I know this isn't about me, but have you heard of Spirit and Destiny magazine?
No, I haven't. I'd very much like to get hold of a copy. You were on page 3,
I was on page 3. This was in 99, of course. And I was selling a job lot of crystals.
Oh, really?
And I took out a page advert on page 3. Very cheap Spirit and Destiny magazine.
And what did you do? Just get your wings out?
No, it was a picture of me in a bikini top
oh, yes.
with a sort of bin bag of crystals.
Lovely.
Didn't shift them in the end, so waste of, I think it was about £70 back in the day, but that was 99 for you.
Oh, yes, 99. That's probably about £90 these days, isn't it?
Yes, something like this, yeah. I'd love to inch up to the front cover of Spirit and Destiny magazine. I really would.
So we need you to think of a famous person, and that's your choice. You can think of anyone you like.
It can't be Claire Cares.
Can't be Claire Cares, and no. It can't be Dr. Penguin, because I don't think anyone knows who that is.
Well, I was also on an advert for STDs.
Which STD?
No, generic.
Oh, okay. Yes. Not a brand name.
No, not
a... Oh, it's anti-STD.
Yes, it's it's like you could have something. And okay. A picture of me beaming away.
Lovely.
In the advert, did you have something or were you clean?
No, not at the time.
Oh, so you're not method?
No, not method, no. I didn't manage to contract anything before the big day. Well, actually, they took my photo and I didn't know what it was going to be used for.
Oh, ghastly.
In the end, yeah.
Anyway. Well, they've probably got some smelly bottoms, Claire.
Oh, yes, and the other
bits. That's important work you did, Claire Cares. As always, I remain an ardent fan of your work.
Happy accident in the end, but yeah, do get yourself checked out if you can.
So this is a psychology game. Mm. I want you to think of a famous person that you aspire to be. We are going to ask you 10 yes or no questions, and then afterwards we've got to see if we can work out who it is that you are.
And don't pick Lorraine Kelly, please.
No, they always pick Lorraine Kelly.
Can I ask one more question? Although I can't use Claire Cares, what would you say the name of your character was when you were the page 3 model in Spirit and Destiny magazine 1999?
Lovely.
Clarissa.
So if I were to imagine Clarissa, say,
yes,
would that be okay?
You can imagine her in your own time, but really, we do need to get on with the game.
Yes.
Understood.
And like we say, it's a firm no for Lorraine Kelly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crucial that we don't know who it is beforehand.
Yes, 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 yes.
Right, so for example, not Debbie McGee.
Debbie McGee.
It could be Debbie McGee, but you've told us
Debbie
McGee.
You've told us now, so that rules out Debbie
McGee.
Oh,
and also... Just a quick FYI.
For your information.
Thank you.
For listeners that didn't know.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Penguin.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Dale Winton has sadly passed.
Sidefoot?
Right, so...
Not Sidefoot.
Can they be... This is... Well, firstly, how awful, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, I'm sorry you're just finding out about that.
And secondly, so the person to think of can't be Clarissa, Lorraine Kelly... Dale Winton,
no.
Debbie McGee,
yes.
No.
Or anyone who has passed?
Has passed, yes. Yeah, so Derek Ancora, unfortunately, is out.
They could have passed, but just crucially, you can't sort of tell us who it is before we start.
Yes.
That's the only rule, really.
So it could have been Derek Ancora in the end. I'm
could
sorry
have been
about
Winton.
That, because that would have been a good one. It could have been Dale Winton. I'm sorry about that. If you were going to pick Dale or Derek or another D.
Just needs to be someone you aspire to be.
Yes, yes. Very good, Dr. B.
Oh, okay. Okay, but just one last check. It can't be Lorraine Kelly.
Can't be Lorraine Kelly.
Not on this occasion.
Okay, so we'll ask 10 yes or no questions. Are you
did
ready?
A collage of Lorraine Kelly once.
Davina McCall.
Can't be Davina McCall.
Not now, but it could
not
have been.
Now,
it could have
because
been
you've mentioned
30
her.
Seconds
That's
ago.
That's the problem there.
Shall I bring my collage of?
Absolutely not. Okay, Tomothy, are you ready?
Carol Smiley.
I don't think. Once again, all of these people that you mentioned. We can't really do it. We're going to ask you questions.
Beautiful soul on her. Beautiful soul on Carol Smiley.
Okay. Question one, yes or no.
Carol Vorderman.
Okay. Tomothy.
He's got an eye for the ladies, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's barely mentioned a chap.
Yeah. It's great that you aspire to be all these fantastic women.
Oh, I've got to aspire to be them. Sorry. Understood. Now I get the game. Let's go.
Okay. Question one. Are you Lorraine Kelly?
No.
Claire?
I wish. Only joking.
Has Angela Rippon got lovely ankles?
Absolutely.
Are you a female?
Also a fabulous, fabulous newsreader.
Mm. Oh, yeah, she's fabulous.
Oh, very on point.
Are you a female?
Gets all the info.
No.
Okay, have you got a lovely bottom or is there something wrong with it on the underside?
Oh, lovely too. Mm.
I'm not sure I could be accused of doing a lot of leg day.
Huh?
Big bottom. Big round bottom.
Big bottom. Okay, big bottom.
If you went for a meal and...
I was going to say, what's your favourite meal?
That's not what I'm going to say.
Oh.
Also, it's yes or no answers, so that wouldn't work.
Yes, off you go.
If you went for a meal and the bill came and there was an item that they hadn't put on...
It's a lovely question.
Would you mention it?
It's a lovely question. Are you an honest John?
Yeah,
is
easier
what
that.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
That's
Are you an
easier.
Honest John?
Are you an honest John?
But it's a lovely... scenario.
Absolutely, yes. 100% yes.
Honest
yes,
John.
Very honest.
As a character.
Honest to my core.
Okay, five more questions, Claire. We're starting to paint a picture.
Wear a lot? Do you have a family signet ring? That's a good question. You do. Over and out. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Would you say you're a bit of a performer? Do you like the limelight? Mm.
Whether I like it or not, I'm certainly in it. Well known.
Yes, well known.
You're well known.
Are you a muscle Mary?
I think in the modern vernacular you'd call me a beefy Botham.
Oh, beefy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and now are you a beefy Botham? You are.
I'm a beefy Botham.
Is Ian Botham?
Beefy Botham.
Is it Ian Botham?
Yeah, there is a
beefy Botham.
A man called Ian Botham. Mm. Hopefully it's not Ian Botham now. Mm,
okay.
If you dipped your toe into a condiment, some piccalilli, would you get annoyed with everyone constantly mentioning it? So people keep on going, oh, you think you've got a bit of piccalilli on your toe?
Yes, I believe that would annoy me, yes.
Two more questions, Claire.
Oh, yes, I had one and I've forgotten it. Mm. We can't ask Muscle Mary again.
do Muscle Mary again. I forgot what he said, to be fair.
Have you got a large gait when you walk?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, quite a large gait, yes.
So he's got a...
Yes, takes I'd say I use a lot of space whilst walking.
And do you wiggle when you walk?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So he wiggles when he walks. Yes. He's got a big bum, a large gait.
Yes.
He doesn't really like people mentioning if he's got piccalilli on his foot.
No.
He's a strong Mary?
Yes, he's strong Mary. Is he a spiritual chap? Is he into...
I think we might be out of questions, Claire.
If you see one more. If you see a rainbow or a unicorn, would mm-hmm. it put a smile upon your face?
I would pull out a crossbow and shoot at it.
Oh, that's very telling.
Okay.
Now, very aggressive man. Doesn't really like...
Is it Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen?
Yes. Lovely guess.
No.
But, the chef thing was probably right, wasn't it?
Is it George Foreman?
Is it George Foreman?
No.
Okay, Tomothy. Well, I think we're all out of ideas. Would you like to reveal who it is that you are?
The head boy to us all, King Henry VIII.
I knew it.
Ah, that is quite telling, Claire.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Famous for having many wives.
Oh, and the rest.
And the rest.
Mm. Well, just those wives, but other stuff as well.
I think we need a bit more clarity on how your fourth wife passed. Mm. Because...
Gout.
And did she love raw meats and bad wine?
She was very fond of port.
Port and pork.
She did enjoy livers of goose. Mm.
Well... You know, when I was a little boy. Yes, I aspired to be Paul Daniels, of course. I loved the magic. I loved the showmanship. Mm. I loved him knowing something that nobody else did. It was exciting to me. It's very rare that somebody would want to grow up to be Henry VIII, a man who famously had many wives and many wives that died.
I would prescribe some monster drops. It's homeopathy.
Yes.
And you take a bit of the monster within.
Yes.
To get a bit of the monster out.
So you want to give him more of the monster?
To get the monster out.
Well, that's like a vaccine, Claire.
Yes.
Which you are famously against.
Well, I don't need the vaccine.
I don't think you understand the vaccine.
Well,
that's your issue.
I've made my own vaccine. How many times do I need to tell you?
Well, I know. It's called monster drops, clearly.
Yes. No, I'm not taking monster drops. That's for that monster.
That's for Tomothy.
You know, would you be interested in some monster drops?
Claire Cares, if you would love to accompany me for a walk around the grounds of the school and come bring the monster drops, I would be delighted to show you or Clarissa, whoever you're being that day, around the grounds, meet some of the boys.
Quick other question, though. You're not allergic to monster munch, are you?
I don't believe so, no. I'm clean.
Okay, great.
And would you take me around the grounds for a little walk?
No need, Dr. Penguin, unless the monster drops are really what I'm here for, I suppose.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
It's good you're here. It's good you're here, Dr. Benjamin Jones. I certainly think so.
So what we've... what we've clarified is that we're going to give you some monster drops. That's Claire's advice.
Yes. Pickled onion
monster drops. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that will clean your bottom right up. Yes. All I would really say is that you shouldn't really aspire to be somebody who has this many wives. And if one of them does die, it should take you longer than the morning to mourn.
Dr. Benjamin Jones telling you how it is since 2019.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire Cares.
Claire Cares.
Thank you, Claire Cares. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I sing my own jingle, if you don't mind. Claire Cares still here on the radio.
Childhood.
Now, Timothy, Tomothy, I'd love to know what happened in your childhood and why you think you need three wives and why you are different to anyone else. And I'd love to know why you're hedging your bets. Because honesty and opening up and relationships are very hard, but it doesn't mean that you don't just pop yourself into them nonetheless.
When I was a younger man, I once went on a trip to America around Christmas time.
New York City.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Happy Christmas, Dr. Penguin. I had been very much taught growing up.
Thank you, Timothy.
I had very much been taught growing up that all the love you have in your heart can go to one person. And that is how it was meant to be in the Lord's eyes. Mm-hmm. And that is how it's meant to be
solid
in a good
system.
English boy. Whilst in America, I watched a short cartoon feature called The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. At the end of said feature, the Grinch's heart grows four times the size. And so I thought,
well, of course,
the Grinch can have four wives.
Yes.
Because his heart is four times the size.
Right.
And so what I did was give love and become the most loving human I could be. I became headmaster of a boys' school and I showed those boys the most love they could have. And my heart grew and grew and grew until I was capable of having four wives.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever eaten an apple?
Ah.
No.
Not sure where this one's going.
You've never eaten an apple. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Have you ever been in snow?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gripped here. I'm gripped, Claire. I hope you know where this is going.
It would have been better if he said, yes, he'd eaten an apple.
Ah.
I have eaten an apple. I'm sorry, I misheard you. I thought you said an apple.
Yeah, that's mad to have not eaten an apple.
Yes.
You've been a teacher for 30 years. Yeah. If one thing I know, children get their teachers apples as presents.
I thought you said dapple. Sorry, I've never had a dapple.
No.
Well.
So he's had an apple, Claire.
Yeah, okay. Well, have you seen the film Snow White?
Ah.
You don't have to do everything the films depict. Do you get what I'm doing?
I do get what you're saying. And I think what Claire's saying, Timothy, is that you have taken something that's happened in a film, a fantasy film, and you have imagined that that can happen in real life. Let me explain to you what's actually happened. Your heart hasn't grown. Your heart hasn't grown, but you have loved. I don't doubt that you've loved wife number one, two, three, and four. But your heart hasn't grown, which means the love that you have given to them has been divided four ways. So actually, you're not giving more love. You're giving not enough love to four separate people. One who's passed.
A quarter.
Did you say water?
Well, so with the passing of four, I was giving a quarter of love to each, and now I'm giving a
quarter.
Third.
So sorry, that makes more sense.
Perhaps if I kill two and three, one will get it all. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
Timothy,
thank you
one
for
second.
Seeing me.
Timothy, one second, Timothy.
No, thank you
no,
so much.
Timothy.
This has been wonderfully useful.
Okay, no more. Is he still there? I think he's gone.
Oh,
Claire, I didn't do that.
Well, that's another case solved.
Yes,
on Why
that
is your
was
bottom
solved.
So dirty?
Well done for us for solving that. No more smelly bottoms. And, oh dear, feel a bit nervous about that one. But no, that does seem like it's case closed.
Case closed, everybody. Case closed.
I thought you said water.
Well done, Dr. Penguin. Well, he was worried about his reputation in the community. And I dare say, this isn't going to help.
Sometimes I do worry that we...
are too good at our jobs.
I wasn't going to say that. But let's go with that.
No, what were you going to say?
Sort of going to say the opposite.
The opposite, yes. Well, I'm not qualified. That's a bit of a lark, isn't it?
Well, you had those honesty tablets and they did the job.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take my jealousy drops in a minute.
Your jealousy drops?
Jealousy drops, yeah.
Jealousy drops.
Yes, because you are in the prime of your life, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.